You are listening to the audio-only portion of the KoopaCast. To watch the video version, please check out purenintendo.com/KoopaCast. The intro and outro music of our KoopaCast is brought to you by the artist Big Giant Circles, who has composed for projects such as Mass Effect 2, Super Street Fighter 2 HD Remix, and Borderlands 2. Our opening song is Houston, and our closing song is A Rose in the Field, both from the album Glory Days. To listen to more of Big Giant Circles' work, go to music.biggiantcircles.com to see his entire collection of video game remixes and soundtracks. You can also find his collection on iTunes. Again, that website is music.biggiantcircles.com. Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning into yet another episode of the KoopaCast, PureNintendo.com's bi-weekly podcast dealing with all things Nintendo. This is episode 83, James vs. Justin Live. I am your host, Matt, the multimedia manager of PNM and PureNintendo.com. I am joined by editor-in-chief, James Higginbotham.
How's it going?
And editor-in-chief, Justin Sharp.
Hey, everybody. Good to be here.
Now, as is pure Nintendo tradition, James and Justin have come here to make their predictions about what Nintendo will do next year. But first, we're going to talk about, or we're going to take a look at, who won the 2015 James versus Justin competition.
Let's start with James. I automatically won.
What?
We'll see. Now, James, what was your mindset when you were going in? What was your game plan when you came up with these predictions?
I think be absolutely 100% right.
Yes.
Solid game plan. Let's see how 100% you were. All right. First prediction. Nintendo will announce another new IP for the Wii U. No, sorry. I thought about giving you half a point for Shin Megami versus Fire Emblem. You could technically argue maybe. But it's Atlas. It's a subsidiary of Nintendo, so that kind of counts. But
were there any new IPs?
No, there was nothing.
So it's been Splatoon.
But Splatoon was already announced at that point.
Yeah.
Let me down, Nintendo.
I thought about Yo-Kai Watch, but Yo-Kai Watch has already had several iterations in Japan before coming to the U.S.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Way to let me down, Nintendo.
Way to go, Nintendo. Come on.
Here's how else Nintendo let James down. Another new Mario game announced, more like Galaxy. No! We haven't heard anything about another Mario game, period. The last thing we heard was Mario Maker, and that is nothing like Galaxy.
Way to let me... Yeah. Stupid Nintendo.
Letting us down here.
Editor-in-chief, Jacob Higginbotham, everybody. Somebody quote that. Stupid Nintendo. James, 2015. All right.
We can do that.
Now, this one was a little bit tricky, and I'm still on the fence about it. The Wii U will see a price drop. Now, we haven't seen a price drop specifically, and if you go online, if you go to the stores, the Wii U package, the basic package with the Nintendo Land and all that, that's still the same price as it was when they did the last price drop. However, there are bundles out there that are like just as expensive, or if not cheaper, that is more valuable. Like there are ones that come with Splatoon and Mario Kart, or sorry, Splatoon and Smash Brothers, and there's one with Mario Kart. Mm-hmm. Does that seem like a price drop to you guys?
Yeah, I would. One of my predictions for this next year was kind of along the same lines, but I kind of mentioned I was like price drop or bundle because I feel like a bundle is kind of a veiled way to do a price drop without looking desperate, you know? Like, oh, here, new price, $50 less or $100 less. They can just say, ah, it comes with two games, and yeah, it's $50 less. Cool, you know?
Yeah, and I would, support that argument too, because if you look, I actually had to go look to find the basic package of the Wii U. Yeah. Like, they're all bundles, and like if you search Wii U console, like the bundles are prominently, and you have to scroll down just to find these basic packages. So they're definitely downplaying the basic packs. All right, let's see. James, I feel like you let yourself down with this prediction. Number four is Nintendo will announce a new generation of Excitebike. And you really want that Excitebike, huh, James?
Yes.
Oh, I think we lost him again.
No.
Frozen in disappointment. Well, while we wait for James to come back.
Can you hear me now?
I can.
Yeah.
James, come back.
James.
Am I back now?
Yeah, you're back. We heard you.
Yes.
Yeah, nice.
Finally, now we can talk about Excitebike.
What was the question?
The question is, what were you thinking?
Something had to replace my Star Fox prediction because we have Star Fox finally. So Excitebike's going to be my new. It's going to be on there until we get a new Excitebike. 15, 20 years down the road.
Nice.
That's really what's the word? Optimistic?
Dedicated,
yes.
To be honest with you, I was only dedicated for a year because it's not on my list now.
Spoilers.
All right. Number five, third party developers will make a huge return to the Wii U. No. It's the same, you know, flat line as ever. Now, you can argue maybe that if you want to put indies into the third-party developers, that you have seen an increase in indie activity in 2015 for Nintendo for the Wii U. But, I don't know.
That's not what I was thinking. I'll give you that.
No. Yeah, you were thinking major developers, major third-party developers. You were thinking, like, Ubisoft was going to come back and...
those jerks.
You know, DICE and all that. let's see. Number six, a Nintendo themed movie announced. Nope, nothing there. But we will get a theme park. That was announced in 2015.
Yeah, that was interesting.
That was a huge surprise to everybody. Let's see. Number seven, Nintendo's quality of life will see popularity in Japan, but little excitement in North America. Nintendo's quality of life was not even released in Japan.
Dang it.
I feel like you should lose a point for that.
But I feel like he would be spot on if it had been.
Yeah, I would have been spot on. Because remember this time last year, they were like, oh, yeah, we'll talk about it next year. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
Well, if we're going to talk about hypotheticals, then James also got 100% because Nintendo also released another IP for the Wii U.
That is true.
We got another Mario Galaxy.
Yes.
That is true. And it's amazing.
Yeah.
Now wait, it's not all dismal for James. Let's look at number eight. Nintendo will release DLC for Smash Brothers and more for Mario Kart 8. Yes,
nice.
Mario Kart 8 continued to see DLC up until May 2015 with 200cc and Mirror Mode. And of course, Smash Brothers, we have yet to see its final DLC, though that will be coming soon. So both games were supported well into and through 2015.
Nice.
So, good job, James.
Nailed it.
That was a good one.
Nailed it.
Let's see how you feel about this next one, though. This is more of a curse. We will see. We will finally see something on that Metroid game we have always wanted. We'll probably release 2016. And we did get the Metroid game we always wanted with Federation Force.
That is the Metroid game I've always wanted, to be honest with you.
Hey, there you go. Yes.
So everybody will be enjoying Federation Force and Blast Ball, courtesy of James's prediction.
You're welcome.
Yes. I feel like it's like the Batman movie. It's not the Metroid game we deserve, but the Metroid game we need right now or something like that.
So James's prediction for like movies is... James gets another Batman movie, or we get another Batman movie. Oh no, Tim Burton directs it again. All right. And then finally, the final one. Kid Icarus game for the Wii U. No!
I went game heavy last year. Jeez.
Yeah.
Wait, so let's check out the wild cards, because you put those up there.
Yep, wild cards.
Next generation handheld for Nintendo will be announced, won't release in 2015. Sorry. We don't know anything about the NX, so you can't even count that.
Yeah.
What about the next one? Software update will allow Wii U to play GameCube games.
No, that's mine. You're reading my wild cards.
I'm reading your wild cards? Mm-hmm. Oh, did I switch the wild cards?
Yeah, his was about a handheld. Next Nintendo handheld will be announced. But his next one was an update to the gamepad will be announced.
Oh, so I did switch them. Well, he got that wrong, too.
Yeah, I think both of our wild cards were bad.
Yes. I almost feel like I didn't have to. Didn't want to include them, but I had to for fairness.
Yeah.
So, James, that brings your grand total up to 3 points.
Yes.
We would have won the internet.
Suck it, Justin.
I don't know if I got that much either.
Now let's see what Justin predicted. Before we go into that, though, Justin, what was your game plan going in?
To stay one ahead of James. No. I tried some not as safe options this round. I think James and I both did. Like, because I think the year before we got like 6 or 7 out of 10 of them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got a good amount right, correct, for the 2014 edition.
Yeah, so I think we were feeling crazy and wild, and we wanted to mix it up a little bit.
Oh, you definitely did. Let's see how that paid off.
Yeah, we're like, hey, Nintendo, maybe they're going to read these and be like, oh, let's make those predictions true. Yeah.
Let's see, Justin's predictions. Let's start with number one. New Nintendo 3DS to release in spring 2015. No, it released in fall 2015.
Wait, what? Oh.
I
was thinking just the new Nintendo 3DS. Like, at that point, we didn't even know the XL or the 3DS was even an option.
Oh, you mean like the next generation of handheld?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then why'd you put that in your... Never mind. Wait, no, you both put next generation handhelds will be announced for your wild cards.
Yep.
So you basically said the same prediction twice?
That means it should have came through.
Yeah. It should have. Yeah, we don't consult each other, so ones that we have that overlap are, you know.
Really... No, but Justin, it sounds like you overlapped your own prediction.
No, the new Nintendo 3DS, because remember we knew there was going to be a new 3DS.
Yeah.
It didn't have a release date yet.
Right.
This would have been in December last year. So I just had new Nintendo 3DS to release in spring.
Right.
It didn't have a release date at that point.
So, but it released in fall 2015.
But we didn't know of the XL or the 3DS differences at that point. So me predicting new Nintendo 3DS was just the next Nintendo 3DS.
So any other iteration of the Nintendo 3DS?
Yeah, it's not specific to, only the XL will be released.
I mean,
you can take off points if you want, but at that point we didn't know that the XL or the regular 3DS was gonna, if there was gonna be any difference when it came to the States.
I think I'll consult some judges on that. In the meantime, let's move on to number two.
Yeah, let's do it.
Retro Studios' next game unveiled. No. Their last game was Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze in February 2014, and we haven't heard a peep out of them since.
Because they're making Metroid, I told you.
That's right.
Number three, Wii U will see another price drop. We gave that point to James, so we have to give it to Justin.
Oh, yeah. Yay.
Quality of life platform unveiled. No.
We were similar.
Yeah, we were pretty similar.
All right, number five. More games will take better advantage of Amiibo. And in parentheses he wrote, not just unlocking skins or getting DLC or being AI controlled.
Yeah, I don't think we got that.
No, and I thought about it. And what did you want from these Amiibo now, Justin? Because these are pretty much all I can think of that the Amiibo could possibly do.
Well, all I want from the Amiibo is if I had, you know, a character I could play as them in the game, and I could level them up myself, and then I could take my amiibo to someone else's Wii U, sync it up, and I'm playing as that character immediately, and it has all my moves, or, you know, that sort of stuff.
So it's like a memory card.
Essentially, yeah, a way for you to kind of store that stuff, and we haven't even gotten that. I mean, that seems like a pretty simple thing, I would think, but apparently not.
Oh, well, let's see what happens next.
Yep.
Pokken Fighters for the Wii U. You got that right.
Hey, that was, yeah.
I was very surprised about that. I thought it would stay in arcades the entire time and then kind of die out.
As the year went on, I was like, I don't know if that is going to get announced for Wii U, because they kept kind of like, it's just going to be arcades. It may be only Japan, and it didn't even sound like they were interested in it.
Yeah, and I was trying to do some research for the arcade scene, or the Pokken Fighters arcade scene in Japan, mm-hmm. and then I got conflicting reports. Some were saying, oh, no, it's doing great, and other ones are like, well, we're losing money. Get rid of the machines.
Huh, interesting.
So it's kind of up in the air how they're doing over there, which, you know, it might make for a shaky release over here in the U.S., depending on how they promote it, because that'll be right before E3 time, I believe. I think Pokken Fighters going to release in May, right?
Yeah, I don't know if they had a date on it or not. I mean, it was just spring.
Was it spring? Okay.
I will double check.
Let's see. A race to...
where I'll put it in May.
Do Lucha Libre, spring 2016.
Yep.
So there you go.
It's spring right now.
Now, number 7, a new Animal Crossing announced for the Wii U. And yes, technically we did.
Yeah.
The Amiibo Festival had the Animal Crossing name right there.
Yeah, that's true.
So just like Yoshi's Island is technically Super Mario World 2, Amiibo Festival is technically an Animal Crossing game.
That's true. Not what I was thinking or what fans were hoping for, but...
No, you basically cursed them just like James cursed the Metroid fans.
Blast us! Yeah.
Let's see. Number 8, new peripheral or expansion announced for the Wii U gamepad. No. Nothing. New Pokemon games announced will use Amiibo. Super Mystery Dungeon was announced, but no Amiibo support.
Yeah, I was thinking like mainline Pokemon games anyway, too. So.
Way to take that half a point away from yourself.
Yeah.
Be honest.
Yeah, I can't claim that one. I can barely claim the Animal Crossing one. Because I don't think any of us were thinking Amiibo Festival.
my decision is final on the Animal Crossing.
Okay.
You have to live with that now.
Yeah.
Finally, new platforms will be added to the Virtual Console service. Yes, the DS.
Yeah, and 64 games were added.
Oh, that's right, the 64 games as well. So you got two consoles.
Yeah.
Now, here's how it breaks down. James, you got 3.
Mm-hmm.
Justin, you got 3.
Yes, I win.
Justin could have won by half a point, but he decided to take back that Pokemon games half point.
I mean, you won by half point year last year.
Yeah, I thought I counted 5.
You counted 5? How did you do that?
The new 3DS release in spring, 2015.
Oh, right, the one I haven't looked up yet. Consulted the judges, of course.
Consult the judges.
All right, that means you guys have to vamp for a bit.
Okay.
Poor vamping.
Well, these judges are slow.
Yeah, man. Let's see, new platforms out of the Virtual Console. No Pokemon games.
By the way, any more Judge Backtalk and you start losing points.
All right, no backtalking. Animal Crossing, Pokken Fighters.
Do-do.
Nice draw. Yeah, I count 4, and the new 3DS one that you're consulting on would be the controversial 5th one.
Where's the 4th one now?
The price drop. Number 3 was correct. The Pokken Fighters, the Animal Crossing, and the Virtual Console platforms.
The Pokken... Oh, you're right.
So I would count 4, and then the new 3DS you know, whatever the judges decide.
Oh, man. How did I forget? You're completely right, Justin. So that means you got four. Which means it doesn't even matter if you got one correct because you win.
Not that it's a contest or anything.
Oh, it's totally a contest. There's a trophy and everything. Let's see. As of September, February 2015, there was a launch. October 2014. I'm not saying it's like it's dodging that spring 2015 window.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
That's all right.
You're going to have to live with that 1 point victory.
No, that's fine. It was actually earlier than I thought it was going to be. I was thinking, because the rumors at that point was saying it was going to come to the U.S. like March or early April. So hence my spring.
Did we lose James? Is he like out in shame now because he lost?
No. He put a little message up on his thing. Did you see? He said talk amongst yourselves. He'll be back.
Oh, okay. He might be consoling himself.
Yeah. He said he had to move.
All right, I'm back.
Hey, okay.
The little dude has to go to bed, so I had to move from the bedroom.
No problem.
So, Justin, before we move on to the next list, do you have any words of victory that you would like to state?
I take no solace in this victory. Right. Because we didn't, that means if I got four right, that means 60% of them Nintendo didn't come through for us, huh? So.
I gotta say, you guys were very similar on how you approach your list for not consulting each other.
Yeah, it's we've been getting more and more similar, I guess. We'll see how this next list is. I'm sure we'll have a lot of NX stuff.
But. Yeah.
Yeah, I really thought about giving you guys a call before the podcast and saying that the ground rules were you cannot predict that the NX will be announced on E3 2016.
Oh, I don't think I did.
Yeah.
That would have been a good one, though, Tank.
No, I would have struck that down so fast because we all know that's what's happening.
That would have been a lock, man. No, we didn't do, like, super obvious ones. I don't know.
No.
I didn't try to do super obvious ones.
All right.
Who goes?
So, Justin, you're the winner, so you have to go first.
You want to go back and forth or just go through the whole list?
No, we're going to go straight through the whole list.
All right.
Okay, so I'll go through mine. All right, and I shall share these in the chat so you can – well, no, it's not going to work. Okay, whatever. Here we go. And
for those of you listening at home, we will also have a text version up on the site as usual the following day so you can read along.
Yes, read and critique. All right, so my first prediction is kind of a safe one. The Legend of Zelda for Wii U will finally release in 2016.
That's a bold prediction.
You could say it's a pretty safe bet, but people still think it could get delayed again. I mean, we still have a vague 2016 release. So.
I think if we went back to 2015 and you had wrote that, then I would have said that that was a safe bet. Like, if you would have gone in here and said in 2014 that the Zelda for Wii U were released in 2015, I mean, like, oh, that was too obvious one. That's a gimme.
Yeah, that's a lock. Yeah. So then I brought back a couple of them from our previous lists. My second prediction is Retro Studios' next game will finally be unveiled. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
So that's your Excitebike, is Retro Studios games.
Maybe they're doing the new Excitebike. James and I would both be ready.
That'd be awesome. That'd actually be really awesome.
My third one is another Wii U price drop, but it'll be in the form of more bundles with games. So
will the bundles be cheaper then? Or will it just be like more games in the bundle?
I guess I didn't specify. I said a price drop per se, but it'll be in the form of bundles. So I guess that didn't. That would tell me that the price would be lower than the current bundles. Because what are the current ones, like $299?
Yeah.
I would predict that we're going to see like $249 with a couple games bundled, or maybe like one game bundled. But like this time next year, Nintendo's just going to try and sell as many Wii U's as possible, you know, maybe leading up to the NX launch. So I could see them just, you know, bundling just a bunch of their, you know, greatest hits on, you know, if it got down to $199, I could see them selling a bunch of them. But anyways, number four, this is again kind of borrowing from the last list, new Pokemon games announced for the franchise's 20th anniversary. And we'll use Amiibo in some way.
Now, so, can I just take away that point if they do it and not celebrate the 20th anniversary?
No. I mean, I guess you could, but I mean, I don't know.
Because I could go straight up lawyer and all you guys, and all of a sudden nobody has any points next year.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you can get picky then. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. And it's the 20th anniversary, which I didn't even think about last year, which kind of makes sense why they held off this year not releasing anything, because they are probably saving whatever the next games are to release to coincide with that. So, and we've already gotten, what have they announced, Red, Blue, and Yellow for the 20th anniversary to re-release. So maybe they'll do that, and then they'll have the new games. But okay, number five. The Wii U and 3DS digital purchases will be transferable to the new Nintendo account. So that, I figure that may be a safe thing, but
I feel like they already said that was going to happen.
Did they?
Yeah, when they talked about the My Nintendo accounts and how it's really going to link everything together. And that includes stuff like save files and data. That's why everyone was talking about how great the Nintendo account's going to be and that Nintendo is finally catching up with the other consoles.
Well, that's not necessarily what I'm talking about. I'm talking about everything that I've purchased right now with my Nintendo Network ID will be transferable to this new Nintendo account. And like what they've said so far on save games, that doesn't apply. I'm talking about...
You're talking about the purchasing accounts, the actual purchases, like...
Yep.
With my Nintendo account, say my Wii U got completely wiped out, and I had to buy another Wii U.
Yep.
Then I could just get those games back.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
I feel like they already talked about that, though.
Maybe. I haven't seen any confirmation that all of the Wii U games, and, like, it should be a no-brainer, right? It should be like, oh, if I bought all these games, why shouldn't I have them in the new Nintendo account? But, you know, who knows with whatever... you know, rudimentary system they have, they may not be able to guarantee that. And I don't think they've ever said that all of your 3DS purchases will transfer from your Nintendo Network ID or Wii U games. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but we can look at that later if you want.
Yeah, we'll take a look at that.
Yeah. Number six, the NX will be the new Nintendo home console, but it'll have other hardware to take on the go like a handheld. And I put, could be bundled or bought separately type of thing. And they don't necessarily have to be released at the same time, but basically just saying I think the NX is the home console specifically is what they're talking about, but there could be, you know, another piece to it that they, you know, they'll have an NX handheld or something that could go along with it.
All right.
Number seven, and relating to the previous prediction, the new Nintendo console and or handheld will use the same software platform, so players can play games on either system. So you own one on one, you can play it on the other, vice versa. Number eight, GameCube games will be added to the Virtual Console service. And I got to that conclusion because it's the only platform they don't have on the Virtual Console. And since they finally added, you know, 64 and surprisingly the DS, GameCube is kind of the only odd duck, and maybe you know, they're holding that off till the NX, you know, launches or something. You know, like, hey, we're also gonna have GameCube games downloadable or whatever. All right, number nine. This goes along with one of James's predictions last year: Nintendo to announce some surprising third-party partnerships and support for the NX.
What would we consider surprising now?
Well, surprising, I guess, could be, like, anything.
Like, are you saying, like, all of a sudden EA is like, Nintendo's the best?
Yeah, well, yeah, I would honestly think, like, surprising could apply to, really like any third party developer being like, hey, like what was the Skylanders thing they did this year where they partnered up with Skylanders? That would be kind of a surprising thing, a partnership. But like, let's say with the NX, you know, they partner up with someone to release a racing game for launch. You know what I mean? Like, I would even consider that surprising.
All right.
And then finally, Nintendo will be aggressive with the NX release and shoot to launch by the end of 2016.
Whoa, 2016. Now that's a risky one.
So yeah, that's a risky one because, you know, like a bunch of people have said, it could easily be 2017. I honestly think they've got to get it out sooner than that. But we all know Nintendo, they go at their own pace.
Right, and it really depends on how much time they wanted to give the other developers time to develop something for their console.
Yeah, and like one thing I was thinking in that regard, it really, I mean, a lot of this is up in the air because we don't know what the NX really is yet, right? But one of the things that could make that easier is if it's the exact same type of hardware, I guess. Like it's kind of like the Wii U, but just, you know, better specs, where it's super easy for developers. Like, hey, we already have the dev kits for the Wii U. These new dev kits are, you know, really just a step up. The software, the OS, the underlying architecture is the same. Yeah, it's easy for us to port the games now because the hardware can handle games that the other systems can. So in that regard, I feel like they could accelerate it if it is kind of similar architecture, where they could port, third parties could easily port games and, you know, get parity with the other systems, but we'll see.
All right. And do you have any wild cards for us?
Yes, these are crazy. Well, the first one's crazy. So the first wild card, Nintendo will announce a custom Bluetooth controller modeled after the Wii U Pro controller with iOS and Android compatibility to play games on mobile devices.
That was a wild card.
Yes. So that's a crazy out there one. And, it would be kind of cool, like, if they're talking about getting internet connectivity or connectivity with mobile devices and your PC and all this stuff. If they had, like, a Bluetooth controller, kind of like a Steam controller, you know, where you could, you know, Bluetooth connect that up to any tablet or PC, and you could just log in with your Nintendo account and you could play your games on any device. I mean, that could be pretty crazy, and then they could get a lot of sales just from people buying that controller. Anyways, it's a crazy one. But and the second one is less crazy, but The Legend of Zelda for Wii U will release on Wii U, but it will also be playable on the NX home console and whatever the next handheld is.
Now, do you mean that as a separate system, or do you mean like I could pop in the Wii U disc into the NX, and that's how I play it?
I guess I'm essentially thinking from a download perspective. I do think the next system will have a disc slot. It'll be backwards compatible with the Wii U, but basically just saying...
Are you thinking more like a Twilight Princess, where they had a GameCube version, and then they had a Wii version during launch?
Yeah, well, I'm almost even thinking that like all Wii U games, I think, will just be playable right out of the gate on the NX. And so just by virtue of that, I think the new Zelda, you know, people buy an NX, hey, you can play the new Zelda, and yeah, it'll look a little bit better. Kind of like they did with the new 3DS, because like Monster Hunter, the textures were a little bit better, the frame rate's a little better, or whatever. You know, it had some inherent upgrades. So not necessarily that it's going to be like an HD remake or they're going to do a specific version for the NX, just that you'll be able to play it on that as well.
All right, you'll be able to play it, and there will be a noticeable difference.
Yeah, and really, the big thing, though, that I wanted to highlight in that one was on the home console and the handheld. Because if the other predictions are right, and there is a handheld and a console piece to the NX, I mean, how cool would it be to play the new Zelda, not just on a home console, but apparently on the go? That'd be really cool. Anyways, so that's more the wild card part.
And I cannot wait for E3.
Yeah.
There's going to be a single day we'll either make or completely wipe out your list in one day.
It's true. It's true.
And that's Justin's list.
Yep.
Again, you'll be able to see it on a post that we'll have up on the site.
Pretty much the most horrible list ever.
And accompanying Justin Sharp's list will be James Higginbotham's list, which we will listen to right now.
All right. Well, I had a little bit trouble with my list because it all comes down to what NX, like Justin's basic list comes down to the NX coming out next year.
Uh-huh.
I want to believe that, and I do believe that, but it's hard to really predict that because I could see it also coming out in 2017.
Uh-huh.
So my list is a little bit different than it, that aspect, because I don't even mention when it will come out. But I do start out with the ever great, the Wii U will see a price drop in 2016.
Nice.
I can see $249 as well, bundled, non-bundled. It doesn't matter for my prediction.
Mm-hmm.
This one, I'll let you guys, I have one to replace this one. I'll let you guys veto it. It's for this, the end of this year, but it's going to be talked about next year, is Nintendo's going to announce that the Wii U saw amazing sales over the holidays. So that's an early prediction.
Your prediction is like their announcement that it was amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That they had great December sales, good holiday sales.
Yeah.
I'll have to consult the judges on that, because that is a prediction for the past.
I think there'll be a new evolution of Nintendo's next handheld, be it the NX or just another handheld. If the NX really it doesn't have a handheld portion, I still believe we'll see a new. All right, let me phrase this. If the NX doesn't have a handheld portion, we'll definitely see the NX in 2017 and see a new handheld this year, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
If that made sense.
Yeah, because the 3DS is due for a successor. It's like in the fifth year now.
At number four, and this is a sad one, and Nintendo's going to be disappointed with Star Fox Wii U sales. Mm. I'm not saying it's going to be 1,000, but it's not going to be the big juggernaut that they want it to be. Yep. So it's going to be a disappointment for them.
I gotta be honest, that's probably a good safe bet, yeah. Especially with the NX looming ever closer.
Yeah.
People, I think the people who have Wii U's, or the people who want Wii U's already have Wii U's.
Mm.
At this point, I mean, we'll probably see some pickup sales here and there, but I don't think there's going to be like another significant seller coming up in 2016.
No, and like we've said like three times, it's not the Star Fox that we really wanted. So I think that's going to hurt the sales a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So far, like it could have changed a lot more since we've seen it last. Who knows? But I don't think it's really Star Fox people wanted.
No. It's like Metroid.
Exactly.
Turns out it's now Star Fox Plus Ball.
Yes.
And speaking of Metroid, my fifth one is Nintendo would tease something Metroid for the NX. And I was seeing this more of like how they had a Zelda tease when they showed off the Wii U. It wasn't necessarily the Zelda game that we're going to get, mm-hmm. but it was just...
Well, that was more of a tech demo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it got people super excited.
Yeah.
For the Wii U.
I feel like that prediction was even sadder than the last one. Because even with the Zelda one, it's like they showed it and they were very careful to say, this does not mean that this is the new Zelda for the Wii U. This is just what it could look like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't necessarily mean that. I mean anywhere from that to an actual gameplay trailer. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because remember when they announced the Wii, Metroid Prime 3 was the first thing they showed off for the Wii, and that got people really excited. Now, granted, that was closer to what the game was. I could see something like that, just to get people excited about it, you know?
If they're going to show even a tech demo to get people excited, it's not going to be Zelda again, because we already have a Zelda around the corner.
Yeah.
And so what other game will get people super excited would be a Metroid.
Yeah.
I think the only way they're actually going to get people excited about a new Metroid is if, after the cinematic that they show, there's a date.
Yeah, no.
Doesn't matter if it's just a year,
for launch.
If there's a date, then that'll get people excited.
2020.
Yeah. That's it. And that'll be better than nothing.
Yeah, it'd be crazy if they were like BSing us this whole time with Federation Force, and they're like, "Hey, we just had this to tie you over, but you know, Retro Studios, you know, didn't want to show off the new Metroid Prime just yet last year, so you know, we wanted to do something kind of in the interim, but here you go. It's coming out for the NX launch." Minds would be blown.
They would indeed. I will hear the screaming.
Yes. Well, you know what would make it worse if they go, "Oh no,
it's just a tech demo."
You know, they've had Metroid done for 2 years now, but we decided to hold it off for the NX.
Oh yeah, that would be crazy. Yeah, if that's the case, they shouldn't tell anybody. Just keep that secret.
All right, James, what else you got for us?
My 6-1 is kind of a given, but I want to steal a point. I may not even be a given, but it should be. The NX isn't the final name, the new system.
Mm. Mm.
I call a veto because they told us that it wasn't the final name.
Dang it. All right, I do have another one then. Replace that. The NX will simplify Nintendo's hardware approach. There won't be any major gimmicks. And I'm not considering playing through your, if it is a two system, I mean like a gamepad or controller. It'd be straight up just a game console.
It'd be more simplistic, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Simplified. Exactly, that's what I meant. Yeah.
All right.
I'm not considering playing on your on another handheld a gimmick because that's just awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, but something like motion control was, or
you know. Yeah, or the gamepad or something like that. It's just gonna be a straight up like we'll just make it a console. With Velvet can make games, yeah. And they don't need to worry about the Wiimote or the gamepad or anything like that.
Yeah, I honestly think that's what they need to do. And if they do it this next year, just simplify it. You know, get the graphics so it's, you know, it's on par with the current systems. You'll get some third party support. Make it so it's backwards compatible with all Wii U games. People buy an NX, they automatically can play, you know, games they've missed out on the Wii U. You know, and then 4 years down the road, you can upgrade when everybody else upgrades. I mean, it would still have some good legs to it. Mm-hmm.
So my next one, and I thought about changing this one because I know there's going to be tech fanboys that are going to yell at me. But the NX is going to be in similar specs to the PS4 and Xbox One, but the architecture will be streamlined and efficient.
Yeah.
And I think Justin knows what I mean by this. If you think about even the game going all the way back down to GameCube, if you put up spec by specs, it wasn't that powerful, but what Nintendo did with the architecture of that system got a lot more out of it, so they get more out of less.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we'll see a higher GPU out of it, I think, Nintendo will produce.
Mm. Yep.
So you're going to have these spec boys be like, oh, the PS4 has 8 gigs of RAM, but yeah, well, they're not using 8 gigs of RAM. They were using 6 for a long time, and it was very, mm-hmm. Yeah, like, remember going, just remember talking to Jesse when he developed for 360 and PS4?
Yeah.
They said it was horrible. At first, they were totally two different things,
mm-hmm.
And that they're just, you just have a whole, they just basically, like, threw a pool of, here's a bunch of RAM, and here's a processor, grab it from here, they weren't really communicating very easily together.
Yeah,
and so I think Nintendo's always shown that even with the Wii U, they can get more out of less.
Yeah, definitely. And think about the PS3. The PS3 had that crazy Cell processor that had like 8 cores or something. Yeah,
but it had no RAM. And then the 360 had a whole bunch of RAM, or not a whole bunch of RAM, but more RAM and like a crappy processor.
Yeah, and he said developers, it was actually harder to develop on the PS3 because they were using extra cores, kind of like RAMs, you know, kind of like as a way to compensate for that when they were porting games from the 360.
Yeah. I think somebody kind of overcompensated with the PS4, be like, oh, we'll give you 8 gigs of DDR5 or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But the technical only using, I think they opened up the other, I think they're using 8 now. They were only using 6 for a while.
Mm-hmm. The operating system is using some, or, yeah. Mm-hmm. I like it.
And what am I on? 8? 8? 8's a fun one. It's a really fun one. I have, and there's a story to it, I'll read it first. I think Image and Form and Renegade Kid would jump onto the Wii U, and they may actually work together.
Ooh.
And this is going back to E3, because Joel's and we all know they're friends, but they were like, they hung out a lot, so it reminded me of like when we were in college and high school, we had all these dreams and stuff. We'd lay and be like, hey, we should do this and this and this. Well, the difference between them and us is that they can actually do something with their ideas. And so I'm pretty sure they bounce some awesome game ideas off each other. They may work together. One of them's at least, I think, going to make a Wii U game.
Mm-hmm.
So that's.
Yeah, I know they are working on SteamWorld Heist, I think, for Wii U. So I could see Max or, you know, some crossover, mm-hmm. probably. Yeah, I'm sure Treasure Knots will probably, they'll look at Wii U, maybe. Or NX.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a limited window for that Wii U release.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Let's see. And number 9, Nintendo's mobile market will do very well, especially in Japan. This will help Nintendo see profits through the last leg of the Wii U. Similar to what the Amiibo did last year, would help Nintendo show profits. Because it sold so well. Same thing with.
I totally forgot about the mobile stuff. I didn't do any predictions on that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sounds like you should read my article. That's in the PNM issue 24, I believe. No, 26. Yeah. 26. It's got to be that one.
Yep.
And number 10, I think, is a fun one. I don't think they've actually said these words. I think they've alluded to it. But someone at Nintendo, I think Miyamoto will come out on this, say the Wii U was a failure. It was horrible.
Oh, wow.
So someone will acknowledge that it was a misstep. Or it was
Yes. And so it's going to happen around the NX talk because, you know, who wants to the NX?
Your list is like a really negative list, man.
It was a rough year.
It's got some positives in there.
Yeah. Had some positives, some negatives.
Yeah.
A lot of negatives, but some positives.
We laughed, we cried.
Now, my crazy predictions.
Uh-huh.
My number one is we will see all a part of the NX in 2016. See, I'm not totally sold with Steve in 2016. That's why I'd add it to my crazy predictions.
I gotcha.
And then my second crazy prediction is Nintendo will bring a straight-up Mario game to mobile devices.
Ooh.
Like actual, like...
A platforming Mario game.
Platforming Mario game. It's going to be like, why aren't we doing this? Because we can make billions.
Mario sells things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true.
And there you have it, folks. We have two new lists out there. One full of hope and one
that's
just sitting in a dismal abyss. So... For the readers out there, I want to know who you think will win. You can always leave us in the comments below of our KoopaCast episode, James versus Justin Live, or you could also do it on YouTube. Or you can always email us at podcast@purenintendo.com. Let us know who you want to win, too. Who you think is going to win, who do you want to win. Now, James, Justin, do you have any fighting words for each other?
Hmm. The best man wins.
James?
I think I will continue growing my beard until I win.
There you go. He does have a manlier beard.
That should be a point, y'all, automatically.
Yeah.
All right, you two, touch gloves? Somehow.
Yeah.
So, you know what's weird about these predictions is I'll totally forget in like 2 weeks what I said.
Yeah.
And so like E3 roll around, I'm like, I predicted that, and I really did it, but I think I did.
I'll be right behind you with the audio. Well, actually, you clarified here.
Sometimes like our predictions get really specific, where it's like we're right like the first half of the sentence, and then we're like, and then this, and it's like, some of mine are probably too specific. Yeah. I wanted to go not safe.
You know what? You kind of go continue on with the strategy you started in 2014.
Yeah, just crazy, you know, more what we want, not necessarily what's visible. But Nintendo better have a good year for all our sakes.
That's very true. And
I think it's a big year for them, 2016.
It definitely is. And I like to say I also had a few predictions of my own.
Ooh. But
I'm not going to say them here because I actually have already stated them. And they're in our latest issue of PNM, our bi-monthly digital magazine. This month's cover is Nintendo in 2016. And I take a look at what Nintendo is going to do and what they have announced and what that could mean for them.
Yeah, check it out.
Yes, yes, please do. Now, I'd like to wrap this up. And in order to do that, I would like to thank everyone. I'd like to thank all of our I'd like to thank you, Justin, for joining me, and you, James, as well, for joining me in this episode.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
I would also like to thank our listeners for tuning into the KoopaCast this week. Now, if you have a question for the KoopaCast, you can always email us at podcast@purenintendo.com. You can also talk to us on Twitter. I am @purely_Matt. Justin is @purely_Justin. And James is @purely_James. Mm-hmm. So there you go. We actually all have a very similar Twitter handles this time.
Yes.
And all of us together are @purenintendo. That's all one word. If you would like to hear more of the KoopaCast, you can always take a look at our YouTube page, youtube.com/purenintendo. And for our audio listeners, you can always go to iTunes and look up the KoopaCast. And for our non-iTunes audio listeners, you can always check out the RSS feed that we link to every podcast episode. And finally, for more news, reviews, and features, please check out purenintendo.com, your independent source for all things Nintendo. And we'll see you all next year.
That's right. Next year. Crazy.